Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, 6:03 p.m. We have present myself, Gina Lyon, Marilyn Prue, Jacqueline Lorien Clerk, and Ed Barber with the Newport Daily Express. Ellis Merchant is not available to be here tonight. 6:03 p.m., I'm calling the meeting to order. Any changes to the agenda, additions, or deletions?
No.
I don't have any.
I do have an addition for under action items, letter G. I have a couple of liens I'd like us to review and approve. Privilege of the floor. Do either of you have anything? No? Okay. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting that happened August 26, 2025.
I thought they looked really good.
Same. I didn't have anything that needed to be done.
Were you able to review the one section that I was not feeling good about?
Nope. And I entered that information and sent them on to Ellis and Marilyn, and I think you gave the blessing.
Okay.
So
thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, not a problem.
I was like, I know I'm missing something and I don't have this right.
Nope, that's fine. And then I just added the executive session portion as far as times, and then we didn't have any action taken. So
thank you.
Yes, no, thank you. So I'm going to make a motion. We approve the minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated August 26, 2025 as presented.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Bills and warrants.
I've looked them over and they look great. I'll make a motion to approve the bills as presented.
Okay. I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Financial reports for period ending July 2025. Marilyn?
I don't have any questions. Hopefully when we get Sheila full time, we can get a little more, to date.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I know a lot happens within a month here.
Absolutely.
I don't have any, questions at this point.
Okay, great.
For the financials.
Sheila's going to work full time for
yes.
the village.
Yes, so it will be in my department updates here shortly, but yes.
Jumping the gun,
yeah.
But I heard that.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll get there. But yes, and actually she emailed the woman's name from Nimerick that you had. Was it Cynthia?
Cynthia, yep.
Yes. Just this morning to say that she'll be in here full-time in 2 weeks. And that she will connect to start setting up to see what we can do to revamp Nimerick so it works to our benefit. Things are cleaner, neater. So it's going to happen. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Especially we'll be starting, believe it or not, budgets.
Yes.
We should work on our sewer budget first, probably, to get that over to Glover.
Yep.
Because I think we told them like October, November, we'd have it so that
yep.
they could do something. But no, it's very exciting.
Yes, I agree totally.
So I will make a motion to approve the financial reports as of July 31st, 2025, as presented.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Just making a note too about the getting the sewer budget done first to get to Glover so I can just have that discussion with Sheila. Okay, I added item G for liens. I had a couple of accounts that were brought to my attention from office staff and Sheila about potential sales of properties, as well as one resident, I believe, is deceased, and so we envision that property is going to be going up for sale. And then there's just a really past due account that we felt or feel the need that we put a lien on their properties. So I believe there are four here. The first one is for 915 Maple Hill Road in Barton. This is for electric delinquency of $759.85.
I'm sorry, can you say that number again?
Yes, $759.85.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And then I have the Eldorado printout showing the amount here for your backup as well.
I'm extremely happy that they are getting, it's working on the interest thing. So if you look here.
Yes.
It is. So it's.
It's working.
It's working.
Yep.
So
yep, definitely.
Got some other kinks we'll work out, but.
Yes, we do. Yep. With the 21 accounts or whatever. Yep. I saw that email today. But
These are doing exactly what they should be doing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Instead of being dormant or inactive and not getting
interest charged. Yep. Yes.
I agree.
Yep. Perfect.
So then the other one, this is same resident, one for an electric utility amount and one for water sewer. This is 58 Harrison Ave here in Barton. The electric lien will be for $556.37.
$556?
Yep, 37.
Thank you.
And then for the same property, water sewer, a delinquency amount of $837.40.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Gina, this is totally perfect, but if you ever wanted to...
Could I combine them?
You combine them, okay. And then you're only paying one fee to get them... What are they?
Recorded. Okay, I wasn't sure
because
I haven't seen in any previous documents in our shared drive where that was done.
Yep.
But now that I know, I'll do that.
Yep.
Okay.
But they're perfect either way.
Okay.
It's just.
Thank you. And then this last one is an electric utility amount. I believe for a property that is either going up for tax sale or is going on the market or is on the market. 836 Cook Road here in Barton. The electric delinquency amount is $1,140.05.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So those are the four liens that I'm presenting to the board to approve, sign, and then I will get filed with the town.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the four liens presented for electric and water sewer services.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Discussion items, department operation updates. So for our water treatment facility, we did the site visit with the state for the potential project of blending our water, well water with our ground source water. On last Wednesday, I believe it was the 3rd of September, that went very well. We had probably three individuals there for mapping the well, which was really neat. They put a camera down through the well. I'm going to pull up some pictures that I got from the video.
Huh.
It was really, really neat. And then there were 1, 2, 3 other people from the water the water department through the state. And then the consultant, Jeff Hoffner, the hydrogeologist, and then two engineers that are going to work with Jeff Hoffner if we get the approval from the state to move forward. The engineer is through Tailwater Engineering, Brad Washburn and Stan Welch. And Brad sent me an email this morning, actually, just giving me a quick update that basically we're waiting to hear from the state what their testing or what their thoughts result in as far as the possibility of blending 10% of the well water with the ground source water, or 30% or 50%. With that, we'll have to do a pressure test to, or basically they will drain the well and to see how fast it will refill. But with that comes some work. You have to notify the neighboring properties, because if you're doing that, you may be taking from their water source and whatnot, and then that might lead us to not having it be a possibility. The good thing about our well is even with the well cap on, it's dripping. It's dripping and dripping. The bad thing about our well is the uranium levels are extremely high. Their thoughts and hopes are...
So people around there, though, have wells, and theirs are probably extremely high?
More than likely, probably, yes. I actually raised that very question because I'm one of those taxpayers that, village resident that is not on the water line, sewer line, because of the location where my house was built from the previous owners, previous builders, and I have a well, and we sit on ledge. And I said, so are you saying that I should have my well water tested? And they said, absolutely. And I'm like, I really don't want to because it tastes good and it's free. And they said, well, are any of your family members glowing? And I'm like, no. But they said, I really should. I really should. So it's something that I will take
but
into
if
consideration.
We're, like, if we're going through the state, probably the amounts that they're saying are so low because it's a public water source. Is that correct? Like it would have to be really high.
No, it's really high.
But would it, but the levels are, would they be different if it was like for your own well versus a public?
No, because their
drinking source?
Own wells could be the same depth and size as our well. You don't know until they get in there and they mm-hmm. test it, like what they just did with ours last week.
Mm-hmm.
So more info to come on that. The good thing about it is Brad and Stan will work closely with Jeff Hoffer for the program. And basically Jeff's going to develop the scope and with the associated cost of it. And then what they will do is they're going to help us with the preliminary engineering report, and then also funding alternatives, funding applications through the state DWSRF loan. And I can't think off the top of my head what that stands for. It's Department Water Sewer Resource Funding, I believe is what it stands for. So we basically have to wait for that report. Brad is looking for a list of other potential projects that we might want to add to that, because if we add to that in the future, that would make us eligible for more funding.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucas was on the email chain, but I forwarded it to Lucas separately with an exclamation, high importance. Let's connect to create this list so that we can get it to Brad, so that if we hear from the state tomorrow, we can move forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a possibility we can blend a low level. There may be a possibility that we can blend a high level, 30%, 50%. We just don't know.
And like the more you use it, would this count go down?
Well, that's the hope and possibility. And I started to go with that, I think, and then I went off track. So when they do the well pump test, their thinking and their hopes are is that it will basically drain the water that's been sitting there for years, mm-hmm. right? They will then let the well fill. They'll test, you know, like how long did it take for the well to fill? They'll test it, and their hopes are and thoughts are is that that level will drop, won't mm-hmm. be quite so high because the water hasn't been sitting there. Exactly. Yeah. So a lot more to come on that.
So in theory, if it did go down, the more we used of it, the better off it would be, in theory, right?
If that indeed does make a difference. Now, they said there's a good possibility that it's not going to.
Okay.
The good thing is that if the well doesn't test or produce enough yield to blend with the surface water to reduce the DPBs, which is the high-level issues that we're dealing with our groundwater source, then maybe the well is not going to be the correct solution, and perhaps we could get an aeration plan mm-hmm. or ventilation upgrade within our storage tank that would be the better solution to drop the DPB levels. But again, that's where they'll help us with writing that plan to say this is what they're wanting to do, and then they'll help us with the state funding. So it's in the works.
Is there a way to, with the well water, to treat it to get out the, is it uranium?
So we did have...
But that's probably very expensive.
It possibly is, yes. I asked that very same question to Brad and Stan, because originally when we talked, we're like, if it's something we're going to have to treat and it's going to cost us money, Lucas was like, no. I think Lucas's major concern was another level of me to watch and treat, plus what I'm already doing now for the groundwater source. Mm-hmm. But in talking to Stan and Brad after, or partway through the site visit, they said a simple solution may be hooking the well water up to a water softener and having it go through, I think it's some sort of like bead. Mm-hmm. That would reduce that level. And mm-hmm. I said, well, how expensive do you think that would be? And they said, we really don't think it would be that expensive.
Really? Yeah.
So I think we have
different alternatives.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just determining what the state comes back with regarding the actual use of the well water.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about this is there was a gentleman there who is a chemist through the state, Ray Solomon, I believe is his name. And he and Lucas were, it was kind of fun to watch. They were like bouncing off numbers and everything. I'm just like, I should have paid more attention in chemistry class because I have no idea what they're talking about. And one of the state guys that was there, I think his name is Josh Gravel, and he was like, oh, this happens with Ray all the time. He's very intelligent and whatnot. And I said, well, Lucas is of the same cloth. And so it was really interesting. It was like, whoa, Lucas, have you tried this? And yes, Ray, I have. And well, have you? And they'd go back and forth, and it was like, woo. And at one point, you could tell Lucas was like, huh. And I was like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Because I didn't know how he was taking the feedback and whatever from Ray. He's like, I'm good. I'm not really overwhelmed, but I think Ray is saying I'm doing a good job. And I'm like, that's kind of the impression that I'm getting. And I said, so that's good. And he's like, no, I think so too. And he thanked me for asking how he was doing, because I could sense that he was a little whatever, but it went really well. I said, this mm-hmm. is great to get all parties on site. And everybody was enthused with it, and they loved our facility. Mm-hmm. They just loved it. Mm-hmm. It was a good experience. But let me see if I can find those pictures for you. It was really cool in the video. They got partway down. I think they got 283 feet down, and the camera got stuck because of a slight bend. And it was like 12 o'clock at that point. I'm like, I really got to get back to the office. So when I left, they were pulling the camera back up. And Kim John was the person that was doing it. And he emailed me back and forth. They actually came again today to finish because they weren't able to do their mapping of the well that day. So they came back to finish it today. But we didn't need to be on site. It was everything they needed was right outside. I emailed him and he sent me another picture, and I said, so does this mean you were able to get to the bottom of the well? And he said, yes. After you left, I pulled it back up. I relocated the camera
angle. What is the depth? Do you know?
500 and, I want to say 550. 550 feet. Let me just see.
Now, would going deeper help or not?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. Okay. Let me see where... August 4th. No, I don't want days. I want it by all. I apologize. This isn't my work phone. Is an iPhone, and I'm not an iPhone girl, and I don't like it, and I can't find anything I want. Are you? Do you have an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
How come I can't find all my photos?
Because you're probably pushing the wrong button.
I probably am. I'm so not used to this phone at all. Recents. But that's on my hydro. Why is it doing that? Done. Photos. I've got way more than 43 on here.
You're in a different folder, maybe?
Okay, so how do we get out of here? All. Years. Months.
Yep. And then if you go...
Yeah, but see, that's just hydro. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I put it on my other phone. I'm just thinking.
That was why the guy asked if you plug that sign in.
You watch, it's not going to be in here now. Yeah, no, it's not in here. So it was on this phone. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. West Charleston, Clyde, Barton. Oh, that's my junkyard photos. I don't want live. Anyway.
So they're going to do a plan. Two different plans, one for dilution and one for treatment.
Well, depending on what the state comes back with to say, can we use the well water at all? It might not even be an option.
You said if you added more projects to it in the future, you can get additional funding.
Yep.
What type of projects?
So they're basically looking for upgrades. Yeah.
Upgraded the water system.
Yep. So a list of potential improvement items needing to be generated. For example, we discussed evaluating the surface water intake, which could be also included into that report. So just any potential improvement items that we can come up with. Pinned collection. I don't want pinned. I don't know what this is doing, but anyway, I will find them and I will email them to you.
Yep.
But it was really, 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 really interesting to watch. Oh, well, maybe my video.
Are they on videos, maybe?
Well, I did take a video of them on the TV of the camera going down. So. But I don't even have those in here. Sort by date capture view options. Nope. I know I have way more than 43 in here.
Mine just all come up if I...
What does your thing say?
I just went to my photos, and they're there.
Okay. Albums.
Nope. And then on the bottom, can you hit all?
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll?
Yeah, I'm on all. So, It's extremely weird. All I have are hydro pictures. I don't know. Anywho, so that's where we are with water. I do have two additional quotes coming for the potential generator project. I should be getting those the end of next week. So I anticipate at the following meeting we'll be able to choose a contractor. Okay?
Yep.
DPW, we have D&K is going to be our engineer for the two FEMA culvert projects that are left, Lincoln Ave and High Street. And I'm in the process of trying to schedule a kickoff meeting with them. I need to confirm with both Sheila and Andy which day is going to work for them, because I want the three of us on that visit or on that Teams call with D&K, because it is a FEMA project and we've already received the obligated funds. The Lincoln Ave paving project is scheduled to start Monday, the 22nd of September. They'll be grinding. Of course, they can't get their machines in underneath the railroad trestle, so Andy's going to have to do that, and he's already been talking to the railroad people to get their all clear okay for him to do that.
What was the date in September?
22nd.
Thank you.
Yep.
And what street was that?
Lincoln Ave, the one that goes up here by the gas station. And then I believe they're hoping to lay pavement the end of that week, like the 26th.
Oh, perfect.
So that should be done. BVI stickers have been placed on the newer GMC truck. We got those last week, and they are now on, as you had requested. Wastewater, I think last time I reported that they had the Solar Bee piece of equipment down there to look at. They had Phil Laramie come in and look at it. They determined that it was salvageable. They're not going to be able to use it, like they can't energize it through solar. It would be too expensive to fix it, so that I ordered two parts that total like $450 from a company to make it so it's you can plug it in and charge it and then float it. So we'll have the aeration in Lagoon 1 that we haven't had, which we're in hopes is going to help reduce that level of potential E. coli. So those two parts should be here. If they didn't come in late this afternoon, the last tracking I checked, they should definitely be here tomorrow morning. So when those come in, Nate and Jeremiah are going to replace those parts and get that up and going. So they're very excited, and we're very hopeful that it's going to help. So I did submit the Northern Border pre-app for the $3 million grant on August 29th. So I got that in time for the deadline. So now we wait to see if we get invited to keep going through the next round, but it's in for round one.
And what's that for?
This would be for our wastewater project.
Okay.
That we would like.
Lagoon and all that.
I'm sorry?
A third lagoon you're putting in?
Yeah, that's the plan. Adding a third lagoon and then basically upgrading the entire facility. It's coming in at like a $10 million project. So if we could get a $3 million grant and then tie it in with what we can get from the USDA, we should be sitting pretty good. But
what was it called? Northern Borders?
Yep, Northern Borders. This is the same grant that Crystal attempted to apply for and receive for our hydro project and did not make it into the second round, unfortunately.
Okay.
So now we wait. Hydro, the project is going very well. I wasn't able to sit in on the September 4th weekly Teams meeting with Fairbanks Mill, Dubois and King, Dennis Horton, and myself. I wasn't able to sit in, but the good thing is they always type up minutes and they send it right out, and then Dennis Horton and I usually connect, and he tells me if there's anything I need to do on my end. The headgate came in. They have installed it. They moved the crane away and I got word today that John was getting the power back up so we would not have to continue using generator power, which results in us having to have Fred's deliver fuel every day to keep that going. So really excited about that. And so is Dennis. So he doesn't have to maintain and keep an eye on that generators closely. So that was supposed to happen today. The backfill and compaction has been started on penstock one. Penstock two, Troy Boiler Works is continuing to work on the drawings for that reducer. The critical path updates, everything seems to be on schedule, not much of a big delay, so we should still be able to hit the November date. Morgan from D&K is going to come do another site visit within a couple of weeks. Once I haven't seen that come through, but I usually attend those. So I'll let you know more when that comes. I received some photos in my email, it better be in my email, from Dennis of the head gate going in. So I was just going to pull those up for you. Email, Dennis. They were pretty cool too. Barton Headgate photos. So this was the new headgate on the trailer. And then the crane is lifting it up.
Yep.
And then I believe, is that going in?
Yep.
Yep.
And the old headgate was made out of, is it wood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That was something to see too. Actually, did I show you that at the last meeting?
I can't remember.
Oh God, now can I find those photos? Yep, right here. This was the old head gate. And then this is the old gearbox, the gears of it. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. Penny from the Historical whatever Society Preservation, she was really into it. I said, oh, do you want one for your lawn ornament? She goes, no, my husband would not be happy with me. Yeah, so that's what it looked like, the old penstock before.
Yep.
So.
Great. Yeah.
So, yep. It still boggles my mind that I cannot find the water videos and pictures.
You'll find them later tonight.
I will, because I'm going to go home and be like, I just don't understand it. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't get it. Anyhow. So that's it for hydro. Electric, John Morley and myself, we're going to be working on scheduling a joint meeting for the Orleans trustees and the Barton trustees to all sit together at the same table with VEPSA, so Ken Nolan and his power source team to discuss power source, sources of power. So basically where we're buying it from, because our contract with Fitchburg is coming up next year, but we need to renew with them before October 1st. And of course, I wasn't really familiar with it, so John and I had a meeting with VEPSA today, and they explained it to us, and that they recommended that we renew the contract with them because it ends up being like a $16,000 annual savings. So we did renew that project or that contract with them. However, part of the discussion was, is it necessary because of the Orleans Solar Project? And I guess John, at his trustees meeting last night, his trustees had a lot of questions about what does it mean for Orleans? Like, what are we going to benefit out of it? And John was kind of like baffled. I really couldn't answer it. And I said, oh, great. So Marilyn's going to ask me the same question tonight and I'm not going to know. So he himself said, I'm even confused when it comes to power source and buying and so forth. So we have asked that VEPSA, we coordinate a joint meeting and have everybody at the table so we can have the discussion and everybody can understand exactly what it means and what is expected or needed by us. Mm-hmm. So I will let you know more when that happens. But that was today. I am happy.
Just gonna ask, is that because to get the Certificate of Public Good for the solar project that Barton Village or Electric Department has to buy some of that solar power from that company?
Yeah, I don't think that we have to.
Orleans does because it's in Orleans on their system, but
I think,
are you required to?
We weren't required, but we had to. So we had to allow it to go in and because it's on our lines.
It's on our shared system.
And so we said, sure, but what are you going to give us for it? And aren't we getting like 2?
Yeah, we signed that like
a little while ago. 20 kilowatt, 20 something. We're getting
at a reduced, that will help with our REC credits that we have to have
right. In
our power portfolio.
Right. And part of the discussion today was there are different tiers. There's tier one, tier two. And apparently John just learned today there's a tier four that he's like, tier four, what's tier four? And I spoke up and I said, I don't even know what tier one is. And so he said, and so see, mm-hmm. Ken and Veb said, this is why I think it would be good we all sit at the table and discuss it so we can all understand it.
Well, I guess one of the questions I have is you get REC credits for your hydro, which is a pretty significant amount of green energy or renewable mm-hmm. energy. So do you need to get it from solar?
Yes and no, because it's not just RECs. It's also energy.
But I know eventually you want it, so it's...
Maybe you can come to that meeting.
Yes, that would be excellent.
I'd like to go to the meeting.
Yes. We're waiting to hear about it. I'm still trying to schedule it. Like, we need to coordinate when, because Orleans meets Monday nights, we meet Tuesday nights. Vepsa, they'd have to travel in. So, you know, like, what's going to work for them? And then I just said to John, I said, well, it's very simple. We'll just warn a special meeting like we did before, and we'll go to you or you come to us. We'll figure it out. So I will let you know that when we have a date.
Okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, good definitely. Luck. Would love to have you there.
The prices are higher than market rates. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you want to burden the ratepayers with a higher rate if you don't have to get
I don't believe that's necessarily the case with this project.
I don't think so.
I think it's a reduced
rate. It is a reduced rate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just making note that I let you know.
I know they want you eventually to be at 100% renewable in like 2030 something or whatever.
Yeah, the requirements are going up and up and up.
Toward that, mm-hmm. you know, if you're trying to get to that.
In preparation. Yeah. Well, you'll know too, Ed, because I'll warn it and I'll send, you're in my email chain, but I can also reach out to you separately.
Yeah.
But. So more to come on that. I will say that I can't wait for our hydro to get back on. Did you see my little note on here?
Yes, our power bill.
You see our power bill?
Yeah.
100, yeah, that, I'm like, ooh, we need to get that hydro back on.
Mm-hmm. That's just how
important. Do you have an idea when that'll be?
In November, they're hoping.
Still November?
Yep, we're still on schedule for November as of last week, so. Yep, so. Happy to report, received, most of the money from NEK Broadband. They shorted us one job, which is about $37,000. I spoke to Margaret, we call her Mags, about it, and she got a hold of their AP department, and they couldn't explain how they missed this $37 separate job check.
Because
I didn't get one check in the amount of $276,000. I got multiple checks in different amounts. So I had to go through, add them up, make sure they came out. And I was short $37,000. So then I had to go through and check off what jobs, what went with what check number, mm-hmm. and figure out what job check we were missing. So on September 2nd, she told me that we, AP was going to be cutting that final check last Friday. I'd be getting it early this week. I haven't gotten it yet. If I don't have it by the end of the week, I will call her again.
Perfect.
So yes, we did receive the bulk of it, 200 and basically a little bit under 239,000, which is from the deal we made 2 weeks ago, minus the $90,000 for the tree trimming that we benefited from. And so we're now all in good standing. They have paid us for the work that we have already paid. So this is helping our
cash flow.
Absolutely. And then they do have a few more jobs that are still need to be done, but John will now be the one doing those write-outs and estimates. So hopefully the estimates, they should be pretty close.
And our rate increase will start for the month of September, for the usage of September, the 5% increase?
Of August. It starts in September, right, but because it starts for anything that was power used in August, but we'll see it in September.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So that will help as well.
Yes. Yep. And the hearing, I actually have to connect with Steve Farnham this week to prep for the hearing that's in 2 weeks,
the
I believe.
23rd? Second or third or something.
Third. Yep.
Yep. It was in the electric bill.
Yes, today. It was. We had to have that insert put in. What you will see was in this AP warrant as well.
Yep.
And then did you see the one for that survey we did for the Bartontown plan? That cost us some money too, but it was $115. Okay.
I just want to cover the math. You received $239,000 roughly. You're still waiting for $37,000, but of this total, you subtracted out $95,000 for tree trimming.
Not out of that.
Not out of that.
You add $90,000
to that.
Yep. You would add the $239,000, the $37,000, and the $90,000 would be the total.
That's what they had owed us.
And you subtracted out $90,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. $90,000 was 10% of all tree trimming costs on every job. So this would have been for jobs that they had already previously paid. So that means we spent about $900,000, a little over, on just tree trimming alone for this NEK broadband make ready work.
And they paid us $810,000 of that.
Well, no, they hadn't, because they owed us over $300,000 for these remaining jobs right here. There were 10 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of that was for tree trimming. So they had withheld the 334 or whatever it ended up being to negotiate the overestimated tree trimming or underestimated tree trimming cost, because they're like, whoa, why is this costing us so much? And what it was the estimates were way low. They had, I think it was Gravelin, I explained it 2 weeks ago, Gravelin come in, their union, they came in, they worked an hour, the weather was bad, they had to leave. Well, their union, they got paid 4 hours. That's kind of out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Crystal felt, I consulted with John that, you know, we did benefit out of this $900,000 plus tree trimming cost alone, because this is work that hadn't been done for years.
Mm-hmm.
So it did benefit us. So I felt that we should absorb that $10,000 of the total cost, reducing $90,000 from the total of that they owed.
Absolutely.
Which was
$338,000. Right.
And that's how we came up with this.
But in the whole picture, we got basically $900,000 worth of tree trimming for $90,000.
Oh, yes. Yes, because they paid for $810,000.
Right. So that you can't.
No. No. So I saw it as a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I presented it to you and you authorized it. And and they were very happy with that.
Good.
So I was happy with it. We were happy with it. They were happy with it. Now we can move on. But we're still missing a check for
$37,000.
Yes. Yes.
That was cash flow.
Mm-hmm. And this is why we had to go out and get the Passumpsic Savings Bank line of credit for $300,000. Because our electric line, our cash flow was in the negative. Because we were sitting on this. Because these invoices we had already paid.
Right.
And NEK Broadband wasn't reimbursing us with our invoices to them because of the underestimates. So.
And is the plan to pay off the Sumsic loan line of credit?
Yeah, I told
Sheila. Or are you going to let that run
a
little
so
bit?
So you'll notice we didn't touch that at all
right.
in this AP warrant. We
mm-hmm.
really didn't need to. I mean, we're touching the hydro line of credit because it's
yep.
related to the hydro project. And we had a big check for Fairbanks Mill. Mm-hmm. They wanted their first 10% and then DuBois and King. But
yep.
We do need to look at that and then start paying back some of that. I think we'll be able to once we get this all settled.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in and look at the GL account, the $238,988 has been deposited into the account, but Sheila hasn't coded it into NMRC yet because she needs to find out from Crystal what GL or how she was entering them so it's still consistent.
Yep.
So if you do happen to look at that and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, where's that 230? That's why.
Yep.
I think she's going to reach out to Crystal tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for electric. Yes. Office. Sheila Martin starts full-time on Monday, September 22nd. Yes, she's excited. I'm excited. I think the office staff, we're excited. It'll be good to have her here full-time. It's been, I mean, she wears multiple hats.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going in every which direction. Of course, last week was fair week, so we saw her one day in here. And that was it because she lived over at the fairgrounds, and I can account for that because as soon as I got done work here, I lived over at the fairgrounds because I'm also on the fair board. So.
What's her title here?
Finance manager.
Thank you.
Finance manager / HR, finance HR manager. So, yeah. So that's all I have for updates on
great.
The office. I think so too. I'm really excited. She's excited again.
So she's retired from probation parole.
Her last day will be the 19th, that Friday, and she will be here Monday.
Celebration.
I have heard, and I think she knows there is a party or something for her, I think, at the East Side. I think she knows about it.
I'll do her a favor and not put her picture in the paper.
Oh, no, please do.
Oh, no, she would hate it.
Well, did you see WCAX
no.
on... Was it Wednesday or Thursday? I want to say it was one. Well, no, we weren't open Wednesday. Thursday. She was interviewed.
Oh, really?
And that was all thanks to me. I'm like, so WCX is on their way, and they're going to do Sights and Sounds, and they want to interview somebody. I said, and Art's not available, and Jason's not around. Jason's our president. Art's our VP. He was busy fixing water lines. I said, I was told to call you, and she's like, thanks. Send them my way. And she did. She did a great job. I was very pleased with it. And so, yeah. So, please put her picture. And she she deserves it after 40-something years, let me tell you.
Will she be part of the trustee meetings?
We have indicated to her when we interviewed and then offered to her we'd like her to come to at least one a month so we could do
especially
the financial
right.
reports. And that's the plan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So that's all I have for department updates. Other business? I don't have anything, do you?
I do not.
All right. Executive session items. I don't have anything that's needed for either legal action or personnel. Do you, Marilyn?
I do not.
Perfect.
Shocking.
I know. I told my husband, I said,
oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll see you at 10. I'm like, no, it's going to be an early night. He goes, I'll see you at 10.
Yeah.
You know what I might do? I should go finish out Burgers and Brews, Sibling Rivers. And then come in at 10.
Yeah.
You want to go?
When did you start drinking at the trustee meetings?
Exactly. Gotta have a little fun here. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We're all
yes.
about business, but you gotta have a little bit of fun too.
That's right.
And I am tired from last week's fair, so I apologize. All right. So it is 6:52 p.m. Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. I will just say our next regular board meeting is scheduled for September 23rd. Following that will be October 14th. I do anticipate we will have a special meeting with the Village of Orleans trustees and VEPSA in between there, and I will let you all know when that happens.
Perfect.
So it is, again, 6:53 p.m., Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, everyone.
See ya.
See ya.